Amidst all the anguish, Jesus clung to God with a word from Scripture. Please note he thinks of a psalm, the psalm read every Sabbath in the synagogue. The words of the righteous man in Psalm 22 come to his lips. The Father has turned his face away, but God is still God. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Creation itself could not stand to see what was happening. The sun went into eclipse. Calvary was no place to deserve his light. The price of our redemption was heard from the darkness. He was forsaken that we might be accepted. Remember this saying, you who take so much for granted. Jesus himself had asked that this cup be removed. He did not want to be rejected of man, nor did he desire to be forsaken of God. Look into this abyss as you walk the mountaintop of God's many promises. Below the cross, men closed their hearts. They made a jest of what Jesus said. They thought he might be calling for Elijah to accomplish a dashing rescue. Their hearts are so evil that they feel constrained to caricature this word of anguish, even as in the presence of Israel's high priest. They had turned his office of prophet into a jest. No Elijah comes dashing in. Jesus hung there as the sun went into eclipse. And when the sun shone again, he was still there. The last sinner down the line had to be brought into the presence of God.